All right, I am here with Lexi Larson. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
All right. Well, I am originally from Nebraska, a small town in Nebraska, and then I moved to Nashville for seven years now. What? Here, we'll start again. I'm originally from Nebraska, and I grew up in a small town called Ogallala, Nebraska. It's a tiny little town, and then I started traveling to Nashville when I was 15 and taking voice lessons and all that jazz, and did an album when I was 16, and I would come back once every month just to take voice lessons, and kind of my parents wanted me to get the feel of Nashville. Right. And so then right after high school, when everybody went to college, I moved to Nashville, and so I've been here for 7 years now.
Wow.
And it's been wild, but I love it.
Okay. All right. So you recently released an EP called Shaken. I guess that was a couple months ago.
Yeah, in April.
So any other projects you're working on right now, or are you just solely focused on getting that out
there? We're still focused, on Shaken. It just, it was, we just had the EP release party and the release in the middle of April. And so now we're just out promoting that and figuring out a single and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask if you had a single picked out for that.
Yeah.
We're here right before CMA Fest. Are you ready for the craziness of the week? And what's on your schedule for the week?
Yeah. I made sure I was home, gonna be home. We were in Wyoming for a couple days, but it's awesome because of the Preds. So there's like 10 times the excitement. CMA Fest to me is always exciting anyways.
Yeah.
And getting to actually be a part of it is really fun for me, because the first 2 years that I lived here, I got to go as a fan or whatever, and it was awesome, but actually getting to be a part of it's really fun.
Yeah. So you just came back from Wyoming. What were you doing out there?
My family's all from Wyoming, and my grandparents owned a town in Wyoming. It's called Aladdin, Wyoming. They still actually own it until July, but they were auctioning off their tiny town.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
So, it was interesting. I've never seen anybody auction off a town, but they auctioned off a town and their store, and so it's a big part of my family, and so... We all were there to be a part of it. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
Okay. That's a great question. I think my biggest strengths are that I'm relatable and that I am genuine in what I'm singing and talking about when I play music, and that I really just am enjoying myself and I'm comfortable wherever I am on a stage or just in a room or whatever.
Right.
I think my biggest weakness would be that I still won't play the guitar in front of anybody. There's just so many good guitar players. I'm just like, I'll just let them play for me.
Yeah, it's a big leap to go public with something like that.
Yeah, right?
Still learning it.
So. You know? And so I'm still trying.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta keep at it. All right. Who would you say has been the biggest influence on your career so far? Whether it be a manager or a mentor. Or...
Honestly, the biggest influence I ever had on the reason I ever wanted to move to Nashville was I fell in love with Shania Twain when I was little. I just loved everything about her. I loved that she was a woman and that she was powerful and that she was comfortable in her own skin and comfortable singing whatever she wanted. So she's always had a huge influence on me. I got to meet her 2 years ago, and it was so awesome. And so she's still, I love all the greats. And once I moved to Nashville, then I learned about Patsy Cline and Dolly Parton and all that stuff, just because that's not what I heard growing up. But when I moved here, then they became big influences on me.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, it was Faith and Martina and Shania.
Okay. Yeah, I always feel all the young new artists are coming to Nashville, they really need to go to like the Hall of Fame or the Grand Ole and learn about the history, learn about the tracks that were laid down before them that they're following and just appreciate what
known. And then I actually studied Minnie Pearl in a sixth grade project I did.
Yeah.
So I learned, she was the first one I learned about. And then when I moved to Nashville, and my parents would bring me, we would go to we'd learn about them, and we got the old CDs, and so it was interesting to learn about everything.
Okay. What's been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
The biggest wow moment probably was when I was getting to sing the National Anthem at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And 5 minutes before I got to sing, that's when Shania was at the rodeo, too.
Okay.
And she was just, they were riding her out in the arena. And so 5 minutes before I walked out, they let me meet her. And I got have, like, a conversation with her. And so that was, like, the best 10 minutes of my life.
That's a pretty good one.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It had always been a dream to sing at the NFR. That was on my bucket list. And so I got to do that and got to meet her at the same time.
Speaking of bucket lists, what was the number one item on your bucket list?
Now the number one item on my bucket list is to play the Ryman.
Okay. I always love when I hear that, or the Grand Ole Opry has answers to that question. That's always...
That's my number one bucket list.
That's why I know that the artist has the right mind frame for what they're doing here.
Yeah.
Okay. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
Oh, I'm really passionate about, you know, making women feel good, making women feel empowered through self-help and motivation through that, and through, just helping women and little girls and find their dreams and know that they have a place too. So that's something I'm really passionate about.
Okay. Let's see. If you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be? And I have a feeling I know the answer to this one now. I'm getting to know you a little bit. Sometimes the questions don't line up the way they should.
This one I thought about a lot.
Okay.
And I would love to do a duet with either Jewel or George Strait.
Okay, so it wasn't Shania Twain.
No, I mean, of course I would love to, but...
It was a worthy question.
Yeah, that was good, though.
Yeah, okay. All right, and lastly, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
My biggest advice to someone that's trying to make it would be just enjoy the ride, because there's extreme highs and extreme lows, and it, whether you're playing on a massive stage or the little stage, it really feels pretty much the same. And so just to enjoy the moment, and that's something I really learned in the last 2 years, is to enjoy the moments that I've been given,
right?
Because some people haven't even gotten to experience that kind of stuff. So just enjoy the moment.
There you go. All right, well, thank you very much. We appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk with us. We hope you have a good week, and best of luck to you.